Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 144 entitled, Believing is the Ultimate Power. I learned to appreciate this scripture years ago. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John chapter 20, verse 29 of the King James Version. This is a testament because I have a family member that dreams and sees visions. And at one point in my life, I fell so low from the torment and attacks of the enemy through narcissism that I started to doubt God, saying in my heart that if you love me, why do you allow me to be treated with such contempt? Having to learn that their treatment was of the devil and of themselves. Those who were passing by were insulting him with abusive and insolent language, wagging their heads as a sign of contempt and saying, Ha! You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in only 3 days? Save yourself by coming down from the cross. Mark chapter 15, verses 29 through 30 of the Amplified Version. Do you understand? Because the world is imploding around us and no one is acknowledging the sovereignty of God. Know that you are so blessed when you believe. As you perfect this faith, it will become more purified because you will be attacked. For you have tested us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid a heavy burden of servitude on us. You made men or charioteers ride over our heads in defeat. We went through the fire and through the water, yet you brought us out into a broad place of abundance to be refreshed. Psalm chapter 66, verses 10 through 12 of the Amplified Version. Again, I want to show you the meaning of this as it is spread abroad even today, because there is more power in faith than in any mighty miracles. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Luke chapter 16, verses 29 through 31 of the King James Version. That man is in eternal torment, begging for someone to go to his brothers, because he knew they would be joining him soon. Let me confirm this. Zacharias and Elizabeth were the parents of John the Baptist. They were both stricken in years, meaning they were beyond childbearing, before Elizabeth became pregnant with John. The representation? And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Luke chapter 1, verse 6 of the King James Version. As Zacharias was performing his duties, the angel Gabriel appeared unto him. It is written that he was overcome with fear and the angel told him not to be afraid. God sent Gabriel to inform them that their prayers had been heard. I want you to see that even while face to face with Gabriel, the mighty angel of the Lord, Zacharias did not believe that God was answering his prayers. The intimate prayers between a husband and wife in the sight of God. Understandably, due to years of doing the work for the temple, he may have felt as if his life had become mundane and stagnant. unappreciated as he served God and man daily, making it harder to receive the blessings set before him. They were chosen because they were upright, even though imperfect. As they aged, they grew in wisdom, and God knew they would be obedient to how John was to be raised. Pay attention, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Luke chapter 1, verse 15 of the King James Version. Now many are mocked and discouraged from having children in old age, and doing so can be dangerous. But when it is of God, it is decent and in order, just as it was with Abraham and Sarah. Now when Zacharias questioned Gabriel, listen to how he responds. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. Luke chapter 1, verse 19 of the King James Version. Do you understand the magnitude of what this angel is saying? I stand in the presence of a consuming fire, the great I am. Not only this, but I am bringing you good news. Even when we are walking in the Spirit, the attacks can be so fierce that we cannot receive a blessing that is so amazing, knowing with meditation and revelation and without any doubt that this can only be of God. Gabriel knows his Creator. He experiences the mighty power of God up close and personal. He became indignant and somewhat angry at their ignorance. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Luke chapter 1, verse 20 of the King James Version. God is merciful. His mercy endureth forever. Now this same angel was sent to Mary 6 months later. When Gabriel came unto Mary, he called her highly favored and blessed among women, saying, the Lord is with thee. She was also troubled and fearful, but when she questioned Gabriel, there was a distinct difference. She believed immediately. The faith that she had to have to believe. Understand as you hear this scripture. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35 of the King James Version. The Spirit spoke to me as I observed how she instantly believed. He said, that is why she was chosen. Contemplate the magnitude of this revelation. Gabriel informed her of Elizabeth's miraculous pregnancy before making this profound statement, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke chapter 1, verse 37 of the King James Version. As a testament to her faith, it is written, and Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 1, verse 38 of the King James Version. Read or listen to that again and meditate on how she addressed Gabriel. Remember, every time someone asked Jesus to heal them, he remained very clear. that it would be done according to their faith and belief in him. Even as David prayed in faith, he said, "And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said." 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 25 of the King James Version. Mary's belief was further established by the Holy Spirit. She went to see Elizabeth, and even in the womb, John was leaping with joy at the sound of Mary's voice. Elizabeth was immediately filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spoke with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, and blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Luke chapter 1, verses 42 and 45 of the King James Version. The Lord is also giving me the comparison in the spirit to know that love propitiates faith. Many people would have you believe that wealth and spiritual gifts mean that you are walking closely with God. That if you are poor or lacking, you are not blessed. Remember, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24 of the King James Version. And finally, take heed as I expound on this. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity or love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity or love, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity, or love, never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 9 of the King James Version. And as it is written in Revelations, "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly." Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Always coming from a place of love and truth, thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.